What's up, y'all? It's B Dangerous back again with another edition of Dangerous Sports Talk. Today has been quite an enjoyable day. But before I even get into all of that, please follow me, DB Dangerous, on Instagram and Twitter at DB Dangerous. Also, follow Dangerous Sports Talk, the Facebook page, and follow this very podcast that you're listening to right now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, and wherever podcasts are available. So let's get right into it. And there was like WNBA games on last night and two today. So let's just run down WNBA scores real quick because I got a lot of shit to talk about. So, the New York Liberty faced the Indiana Fever. Liberty won 101 to 83. Jonquel Jones had 18 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 1 block. And Miss Victoria Vivians had 16 points, 5 rebounds, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals, and 1 block. And also, the Liberty made some history. They put up 44 points in the first quarter alone. And I believe that's the most points scored in the first quarter in WNBA history. So the New York Liberty always doing it big. Like, pretty much the New York Liberty are the equivalent to what the New York Knicks are in the NBA. Like, every WNBA team who has an NBA team now, pretty much the equivalent of what the NBA counterparts are. And while I love that for the Liberty, I always root for the Liberty to do big things. But something always cuts them off when it really counts. I've seen it too many times. I watched the WNBA for years. So, you know what I'm saying? I hope these ladies can pull it out and do something big. But they got other teams to worry about. But we'll get into them in a minute. So, the Phoenix Mercury played the Washington Mystics. And the Mystics won 84 to 69. Suge Sutton had 8 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. And Natasha Cloud had 23 points, 4 assists, 23 points, 4 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. Sorry, I'm getting irritated by how I wrote shit because I write pretty damn sloppy when I'm in a hurry a little bit. So, my girls, the Las Vegas Aces, played the Minnesota Lynx and they won 98 to 81. Asia Wilson had 35 points, 14 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 steals. And also, she reached 3,000 career points, 1,000 rebounds, and 300 blocks. And she was the third fastest in WNBA history to get there, and this was her 171th career game, and only Lauren Jackson and Candace Parker got there faster. So she's a once in a lifetime generational talent. You know what I'm saying? You can't take that away from her. And I love watching her play. I really do. So to see her do big things the way she's been doing it, like, I gotta give it up to Asia Wilson. Shout out to her. And Miss Nafisha Kier has 16 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 blocks. And my poor LA Sparks played against the Dallas Wings. And Dallas won 98 to 84. Jordan Canada has 16 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and 1 steal. And Natasha Howard had 28 points, 11 rebounds, 2 steals, four. Rebounds, points, two, st damn it, two assists, 4 steals, and 1 block. And the Sparks are pretty much doing what the Lakers have been doing. They haven't been that good ever since the whole Liz Cambage thing happened. And the way it happened, it wasn't a good look because they expected Liz to be there and play out her contract. But with her complaining about not getting that many touches and not being happy with basketball anymore, she decided to just leave and do her own thing. Which, you know what I'm saying? You can't force somebody to play basketball when their heart isn't in it. So that I can respect. But ever since that point, they've had their high points, you know what I'm saying? But the Sparks have been pretty much doing what the Lakers are doing. and that's been fucking losing. I don't see them getting to the playoffs this season because their season has been lackluster, to say the very least. But I still love the LA Sparks regardless if they win or lose. Okay, next game. We had the Connecticut Sun facing the ATL Dream. And the Sun win 86-78. Alyssa Thomas, 15 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists, and 1 steal. I'm going to try to say her name as perfectly as I can. I think her name is Ryan Howard. Please correct me if I'm wrong. She had 22 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 4 blocks. And finally, we have the Chicago Sky playing against the Seattle Storm. And Chicago won 90-75. Alana Smith had 9 points, big night and rebounded, 17 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals, and 3 blocks. Then we have All-Star MVP, Miss Jewel Lloyd, with 12 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. And yes, I told y'all I was going to start covering. I say this all the time. I told y'all I was going to start covering WNBA games, and I'm definitely keeping my word. Because I am such a groupie for the WNBA right now, it's not even funny for real, for real. Because these ladies deserve more shine than what they get. And with me getting back into the women's game and falling in love with it again, it makes me want to go harder and get the word out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't watching the WNBA games, if you're not watching no ESPN or different networks or whatnot, please watch. Because we don't get the athleticism of the NBA and the WNBA. I mean, you do sometimes, but you don't. So you're forced to watch fundamental basketball. And that's boring to some people. But if you really know the game and you like to watch how the game develops and how plays develop and how the ladies can score any way they can, the game will start to be entertaining to you. I know I'm probably talking to a blank wall right now or a blank slate, but the women's game is absolutely worth watching. And if you don't think so, then that's on you. But what else do we have to talk about? Little NFL news. So Dan Snyder is fined $60 million for the sexual assault of a team employee. Plus, he overseen the executives who deliberately withheld $11 million in revenue. And that kind of makes me side-eye the Commanders because, bro, it's one thing for you to withhold money for whatever selfish reasons that you might have. You might be using that money for personal expenses. You might be using that money elsewhere. Like, you could be doing anything with that money. But that bread could have been used to put towards the team versus just withholding it for no reason. And the sexual assault stuff, of course, that goes without saying. It is never okay. I don't give a damn what profession you're in, how long you've known somebody, or whatever the case might be. Sexual assault is never okay, and that needs to be dealt with. And I don't think a $60 million fine is enough, because these NFL owners feel like they can do whatever the hell they want to just because they hold the title of being an NFL owner. And it's fucked up that the employees who work under them are the ones who suffer the most, because they didn't ask for none of this shit. They came in there to do their job just like everybody else did. But when you're in that position against a powerful person, you feel helpless in a sense. So knowing what this young lady might have went through, or young man, let's go, like, you never know, because they said an employee, but they didn't say what gender. But you don't know what they're really going through. So if they want to come out and tell what happened, hey, be my guest. But the NFL kind of treads light on certain situations like that because they don't want bad publicity. So they might reach a settlement. Because the NFL, they don't want to deal with it. They don't want their name associated with anything sexual assault or assault unless you're, you know what, never mind. That's a totally different show. But speaking of owners, Magic Johnson is now a part owner of a team in the WNBA, the Sparks, the MLB, which is the Dodgers, and now the NFL. And he is now a majority owner of the Commanders. And seeing Magic be Magic Johnson, the businessman, it makes me so proud. It really does, because Magic, anyone who's followed his career and has followed his life, you can't help but to love Magic. You know what I'm saying? Because he seems like a genuine man. And he never hid from anything that he ever did in his past or anything like that. But one thing you cannot deny, that man can do some damn business. And his enthusiasm is contagious. Like, him being Magic didn't extend just to the basketball court. Like, Magic is like a way of life. So seeing him be the part owner of the Commanders, I already know it's going to be a shift there. You know what I'm saying? Because he has a way of making you feel like he's known you his entire life, even if you've never met him. And knowing that he's going to bring that energy to the Commanders to attempt to get them to win and to see if they can, see if he can change the name, possibly. I hope they do, because Commanders is really generic sounding, I still think. But still, knowing his enthusiasm is contagious, and knowing that his energy is going to spark something, hey, you never know. The Commanders might be a really good team this year. But always, big ups to Magic Johnson. He's always going to be one of my favorite players of all time and one of my favorite Lakers of all time. And to see him as a businessman is nothing short of amazing. Let's see. What else we got to talk about? Got that. Oh. So I was on Twitter, which I've been most of the time. And I didn't even mean to see this. But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to talk about this because a lot of people probably aren't talking about this elsewhere. But pretty much Dwight Howard is being sued for sexual battery on another man. And he allegedly wanted a threesome with a tranny. Now, we are talking about the same man who was engaged to Tia Cooper. Fine-ass Tia Cooper at that. And she broke up with him because she said she found out that he was cheating with individuals. Now, if your man is cheating with another woman, you will easily say, oh, we cheated with another woman. You know what I'm saying? And that would have been that. But to say that he was cheating with individuals, let me know that she was talking about other men. And just imagine trying so hard to hide your sexuality for so many years, but then it still manages to come out anyway. And as for proof, there were screenshots of the text messages that him and the alleged man were sending back and forth. And that pretty much confirmed what I knew, have been knowing all this time. And I know my listeners are probably side-eyeing the hell out of this, but still, this is be dangerous. I don't hold back nothing. Dear Dwight loves man meat. And at this point, you can't deny it no more. If someone asked you, it's like, man, look. We already know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So it's one thing if you're open about who you are, you ain't got nothing to hide as long as you produce on the court. But the fact that he's still trying to hide it when there has been ample proof and receipts out here, it's just like, you know what? Just give it up. Because men like him will be so fast to say, well, I'm not gay this, I'm not gay that. But then ask for man meat pictures in the same breath. Like, make that make sense. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing gay shit, and you're doing it on the low with another guy, and they're cool with it, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're cool with who you are. You're still battling that internal problem of you not knowing whether you're gay and or straight. At this point, you're a bisexual man. You're a bisexual man, and you need to come to grips with that. Just like I had to come to grips with it. But unlike me, I was always some form of LGBT growing up. But I just didn't want to admit that. So after I got over myself enough to be like, you know what, this is who I am, and I need to accept it. And once I was okay with me being okay with it, everything else was easy. And there will come a time when Dwight Howard will have to have that same conversation with himself that I had. Like, this has been in you all this time. You're freely doing sexual things with other men. And you're doing it to where you think no one's going to know about it. But when certain things come out, and the proof is in the pudding, you have no choice but to admit to it. Like, this is who you are. There's nothing wrong with being bisexual, of course. As long as you're as long as you're comfortable with it and you're not hiding it. This man has been hiding in plain sight all his career. And this shit is just, it's comical at this point. Because it's like, Dwight, you want to come back into the NBA after your stint in Taiwan? Well, all I know is if you want to come back to the Lakers, I don't have time for you to be out with bruised ass cheeks again. And that was a real thing. Please look it up. When he was in Washington, he was out for a week with sore ass cheeks. So, yes, that was real. Like, I don't have time for that, Dwight. Perform. Do what the hell you do. If you want to go around and still look for man meat, hey, do you and be my fucking guest, sir. But, yeah. It's just a damn mess. And I'm like, I know I'm going to have to cover this because Dwight is going to be Dwight. Oh, shit. And I've been forgetting to talk about this for the longest damn time. And I've known this news in particular for like a couple of weeks. But my stupid ass would always forget to do it during a show. So Slam Ball is back. They just had their season opener a couple of days ago. I believe it was on the 21st. And I've been watching a lot of Slam Ball, old school Slam Ball from when I was a teenager. And I always hope they brought it back. And they listened and they brought it back. And while the action is cool, the dunks are cool, the blocks are cool, all that stuff, there are still some things about this new Slam Ball that I don't really like that much. But I have to give them some sort of grace because they have not played in a Slam Ball league in over 20-something years. So I understand. And one of those things are certain calls seem to be missed. Like in the old Slam Ball days when guys were actually used to going out there and playing X amount of games every week, everybody was spread out. You know what I'm saying? If you wanted to drive to the basket, you could not have another person in the same tram. And I'm seeing a lot of that. And I'm like, there are two people in the same trampoline. That used to be a violation and an automatic turnover for the other team. And then seeing guys standing on the island, like, I guess you could do that in the old Slam Ball, but you couldn't shoot from the island. I know that. Like, it's a lot of fouls they haven't called yet, and they need to be enforced. Well, I would hope they would enforce them as the season goes along and as it progresses. But I'm like, yo, as much as I'm enjoying the product, like, I have no complaints so far. But my only issue is, if you're going to bring the sport back, have the same rules and regulations that you had in the first place that made it successful. Because I'm expecting to see guys spread out all around the perimeter. And if they want to make a move, they can move in the tram. They can throw alley-oops and make plays and stuff like that. But it's like, you cannot stand on the island for more than 3 damn seconds. You can't shoot from the island, which is pretty much the space in between the trampolines. And new stars are going to be developed as well. Because I believe, let's see, can't think of his name right now, but I know his name was Ty, and he scored the most points in Slam Ball history. I believe 45 points it was. Can't fucking remember his name right now. Should have wrote it down. But anyway, the Mob and Rumble are still hanging in there. That rivalry is always going to be a Slam Ball staple. You have new teams. I believe one of the names is Ozone or something like that. But yeah, they've added some new things and stuff like that. They got new players, which is all good and cool. But my only word of advice is, make the calls that should be made. Don't waver away from what made you successful in the first place. Because like I said, I love Slam Ball, but when certain fouls are not called or certain calls aren't made, I get irritated. And that's with any sport. Also, I don't even remember what game it was, but apparently two coaches were fighting. And I'm like, oh, well, this wasn't in the old school slam ball, so we got coaches fighting now. Oh, okay, bet. Like, I don't know if this is a new thing they're going to have with every, well, not with every game, but every other game, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Because I already know that I'm going to be watching highlights, be watching games and stuff like that to really see what the slam ball product is bringing and what it's giving. You know what I'm saying? But so far, they've had their highlights. You know what I'm saying? They've had their high points. And I'm like, I got to see what happens next. Because I think the game start, I think more games are going to be, let's see, either Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I don't remember exactly what their schedule is right now. But I got to go and see what's up with that. And on that note, I think I covered everything. But slam ball is the one thing I wanted to get out of the way. Because I'm like, I've been fucking missing talking about that for like the last couple of shows now. Because I would forget. I will write it down, but then completely skip over, oh, slam ball is back. So I'm like, okay, let me get my ass on here and actually talk about the slam ball and how I think the product is. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? It still has the action. It still has the hits. It still has everything that you would want in slam ball. But you cannot have two people in the same tram. You can't stand on the island that long. You can't shoot from the island. Please enforce those calls, because if I can't, because if it happens too much, then it's going to irritate me, and I don't like being annoyed when I'm watching sports, I really don't, but yeah, I think that's everything. I had to get this show out, because I was starting to write down my notes yesterday, and I'm like, I know it's going to be more of a show as I flesh out these notes, and that's exactly what happened. But you guys that have been consistently listening to Dangerous Sports Talk and supporting me be dangerous, I thank you guys so very much from the bottom of my heart. You guys are very much appreciated, and I don't want that to go unnoticed. So to my loyal listeners, I thank you very much, and I love you guys. And I'm going to get my ass out of here. Please check out me be dangerous on Instagram and Twitter at TheBeDangerous. Follow Dangerous Sports Talk, the Facebook page, to follow this very podcast you're listening to right now. On Spotify and wherever podcasts are available. And on that point, I am out of here. Peace.